Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hold on. Breaking play. We need to break up the play right now. Hold on. Let's understand something. We're bad friends, you know? Everyone around this table is a bad friend.
Why?
This guy's just come back from holiday, yeah? No one's acknowledged it, bro. No one's even, he's just, we don't even know if where he's been.
No, but you're waiting.
We don't even know if he's in trouble.
You know
what? We
I'm
don't
waiting.
Even know if he's getting to the left.
No, let me say something. Do you know?
We could have seen the silhouette, bro. I was seconds away from waiting for the Caleb silhouette, bro.
Wait, hold on.
Let's have it right.
Boys. I wouldn't recognize the silhouette.
What?
I think.
Oh, the shoes.
I think they got a Anelka on there.
Anelka
from back in the
day. My silhouette don't look like Anelka, brother.
Back in the day, Anelka silhouette.
Nah, man. Anelka's never had this trim. Are you mad?
No, I wouldn't recognize your silhouette, bro.
Oh, we can ask him about it.
You know
trim,
what?
Bro.
But do you know why I respect you, Caleb?
Why?
We're speaking about things that's before your time.
So, yeah, man.
You see, culture comes and then, man.
Yeah.
He will tell you about Bobby Charlton. Yes, people. We got is this an upfront debut right now?
Yeah, this is like, I'm going to play.
One second, boys. But are we going to show the respect to KG and Lippy up?
No, do you know what it is? It's because he ain't been up here, innit?
No,
so they're not respecting.
Week in, week out, bro. They know about me now.
Nah, but this is the up top debut.
He was up top with Mugs. He sung chicken wings and me.
Like, remember, respect my thing.
The allegations are still there. The Rico's still on you, though.
The does he know ball?
Yeah, the Rico.
Hey, if you was going to talk about does someone know ball, bro, I'm moved to his team,
that's
fam.
FIFA,
his
count.
Team got moved to three times, bro.
Four times.
I scored. How many times did I score? I scored an assist. Don't talk to me. I'm Mr. Gary to you, bro. Gary.
Let me just make something clear, yeah? Big up your team.
Yeah?
Absolutely. He had 11 men.
Is that my fault?
We have four and we had the rest are 81 computers.
Is that my fault?
That's not your fault.
So you don't have the capacity?
Our four were ready. But we need to get four more.
What are we talking about here?
See, this is Pro what I'm saying. Because you see me, I'm running around on grass on AstroTurf.
Yeah, what is this?
Talking about I've got assists.
Bro.
Sitting in your yard with headphones. You idiot, man.
I don't like the way you do that.
No, but I'm not doing. You move like you were sweating for that.
You gotta give him a bit of credit though.
Why?
Because Loons was running up his mouth about the FIFA
team.
He was running up his gums.
And then after he tried to be humble now, but you can't be humble, bro. You can't be humble.
Who's the man at FIFA here? Who's the man at FIFA?
I believe it's me now.
No.
I believe it's
me. No, everyone can't be the man at FIFA, bro.
Shut up. Do you know what he did? He actually did this one. He said, bro, did you see the goal I scored? Bro, we mashed you up. We scored 6-2.
No, that was 4-2. It's 4-2. Boys, please. Let me say something, yeah?
Go on.
We are playing. It's not like I control 11 men. I control my one guy. Do you understand? So I scored every game.
So did I.
One game, yeah?
So did I.
No, you didn't. One
you
game,
know I did.
Yeah, it got crossed in and I done a flying back heel. Bam.
Do you know what Loons does, yeah? You see when Loons was younger? When you were younger, if your mum said to you, did you enjoy football today? It didn't matter. You say, I scored.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, he's one of them ones.
No, no, not like Alan Shearer, but you see one thing. Even if I lost, I have to take positives that I done my job.
That's a bad trait.
You know what?
That's a bad trait.
No, it ain't. I done my job.
It's a bad trait.
What?
That's a bad trait.
If I'm in the front line, yeah, and we lost, say, 3-2, I've hit two or scored one,
that's bad.
Assisted one, 1 second, and there's been defense, a goalkeeper's mumbled the ball in.
Mumbled the ball.
Yeah, yeah, you know, tried to catch it and it's falling in.
Yeah, mumbled it.
Yeah, Sunday league, yeah. Right, let me tell you one time my bedroom, what he done, yeah? We bang him on, he left back, yeah? Last minute in the game, we are winning 2-1. The corner comes in, yeah? Whipped in, boom. He's on the front post, innit? Yeah, you know, fullback's on the post. Everyone's like, get out! Everyone gets out. Who's still on the post?
My man.
My man. Yeah, the ball gets offside. Knocked in. Bow! 2-2. Yeah. The next one, he gets past the ball, yeah? He tries to drop his shoulder on the winger, nicks it, bam, runs in, whack! 3-2, game done. Bam, I've scored 2.
But you But guess what? I've been that right back that's made the mistake. You did it. He's the reason I made that mistake.
Why? Because
you're the pressure.
I can feel his arrogance. I've made a mistake. I need the team to uplift me right now.
Yeah.
Momentum.
What should happen is you should come off the pitch.
What?
You should, one sec. No. After the game.
After the game,
you come off the pitch. You're still unhappy because your team lost. You're such a team player, it burns you, right? Your manager tells you, you know what? All of you lot were crap, but big up Loons. He done 2 goals.
Thank you.
But you shouldn't say it. You shouldn't say it.
Hey, Loons, when you leave your house to go to the football match, what's your main objective?
Yeah,
to
score goal.
Or to... See, there score. You go.
No, that's care. Good, but you can have, you'd have to have 2 objectives.
Guys, this is the perfect segue, though, because right now, yeah, we're talking about I'm a baller. Get me out of here. Yeah. Loons is out of here already. Yeah? Loons is moving. Loons is gone. Yeah? But what we're trying to do right now, we're trying to save ballers in the Premier League. Past and, well, let's say present. But we can think of the past and think of the man them that should have been saved.
But I want to add to it. Certain man ain't ballers trying to get out of here. Rainforest. They're the cockroaches and the toads and they're the bush tucker child, bro. They ain't leaving the
island. Aye. Be brave right now. Give me someone, bush tucker child.
Bruno Fernandes.
So the following players are being held back.
This could be because of their skill level, bro. Get me? It could be because they don't compete for major honours. So everybody at your club.
Or it could be because of the pressures.
Dark.
What is this guy? It don't say that on there.
I just added that to the thing. I noticed that it's not there. But it's not there. But I'm like, bro, why is it not there?
Top of the table.
Sorry.
Second week in a row.
This ain't the script, is it?
Nah.
Bro, these are just points.
Bro. I know, but I like that.
But just, you know, add to it. Yeah. Hey, have you got any names, though? Any ballers? You lot can throw in some ex-ballers, yeah? That should have been saved.
I think one that stands out. Bolton, JJ Okocha. What was all that about?
What do you mean? So I get this. So we're saying
they could have done a bit more.
Players that, like Mark Noble. Mark Noble should have been playing for United, but because he was a one
Newcastle match, United.
Newcastle did come in for him. Newcastle did come in for him at one stage.
He's up there as well.
I don't think he was. No, he wasn't held back, and he wasn't thing. But someone like Gerrard.
Yeah.
He
if
definitely
he makes that
was
Chelsea move,
back.
What would he's still done a lot, but if he makes that Chelsea move, you begin to wonder.
We are talking about players back in the day, but there's another player from the club that Gerrard played.
What the hell that was held back?
They are trying to hold him back now.
They're trying, and it's mad.
So what, like Trent?
Are we trying to hold that at Trent?
Well, you was.
Well, what, signing contracts, holding
and
someone
I think
back?
It's more, nah, I don't think Trent.
Now I'm talking about the fans.
They're trying to hold him back.
They're trying to hold him back spiritually.
Yeah, he wants to go Spain.
I agree.
So you think he should go?
He can do what he wants. You know what I mean?
He's English. He's not Scouse.
No, but yeah, it's true.
He's not
Scouse. Is different.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
Scouse
bro,
is different.
He's born, bred, wherever, bro. You don't have to stay wherever you want. Everyone, the whole aim is to get out. Everyone's aim to get out, man. And big up Conor Bradley. He's up next up. Simple things. You know what I'm saying?
Letizia?
Matt Letizia back in the day, definitely, man. You can't,
he could have gone Spurs, you know?
You can't do them volleys in Southampton. You can't do them in Spurs either.
For real, I hear you.
See what it is. I remember Man United was interested in him.
But you know why he's a bush tucker child?
Who?
Because he's an idiot now.
Go on.
Matt Letizia's an idiot now.
Oh, big idiot.
So he really deserved to be an idiot in his career.
As in, it's caught up with him.
Yeah, like it's caught up with him.
Yeah, he's caught up to his idiot.
Sometimes you find out you're a bush tucker child later.
Do you know what? Harry Kane, though, what club could he have gone to where it would have? Because he's definitely.
That's a
he's
major.
Definitely.
Get me out of
here. Yeah,
get
but
me
we
out
can say all that, but the only club really interested in was Man United. And if he went there, he would have just been top goal scorer and 14th.
Was there not a point where.
That's it. Like, he's just still.
No, Harry Kane, in any era.
Stop you lot conceding goals. So he's not going to stop you lot in the home midfield. So you, he would have just been top goal scorer in the Prem and you lot would have been 10th.
I don't know. Was there not a point where it was Haaland or
no, nah, we never wanted him.
Yeah, but it's not about that. It's not about, let's, that's not the point. We're just saying like, if you're right with the United point, but what I wanted to say is at a point though, when United wanted him, they were both, that could have been something. If he had that career, if he had the career he had at Tottenham for you lot, it would have been different. Come on, you, bro, the whole thing would have been different, bro.
Aye.
The whole thing would have been different. Look.
You see what you lot are doing, yeah?
Mm.
It already happened at Spurs.
He what
had
you
a
mean?
Half decent team. He was there. He won nothing.
Not
he
United,
was top
though.
Goal scorer.
Not United. Every,
he's just going to go to another decent team, be top goal scorer, and win nothing. That's exactly what would have happened.
One second. Since 2006, Spurs man leave and win trophies. Forget my opinion and forget yours. This is facts from Michael Carrick. Leave Spurs, wins trophies. Berbatov. Right or wrong? Berbatov. Modric. Leaves. Modric. Leaves. Bro. Gareth Bale. Leaves.
Everyone.
What? Christian Eriksen leaves. Yeah, yeah. Kieran Trippier leaves. Should we keep going? Should we keep going?
So let me make something clear. Why didn't Harry Kane move to United? Because he felt
because
what I'm saying.
Because he was trapped.
No. It's Phil, it feels what I was saying.
No, that's not that. Yeah, yeah, no, that facts. But that's not moving, the argument though.
He's moving sideways. I can go United and potentially not win nothing here.
No, you say that, but in the last two seasons, what have Man United done?
Well, FA Cup. He's not moving to
but
win FA Cup.
But he's won nothing, Loons. He's won nothing.
Bundesliga this year. It's cool. Yeah. But FA Cup or Bundesliga?
I can throw a season. I can throw a season out there. The season you lot come second with Mourinho. If man Google how much goals Harry Kane scored that year, it's 30 something. He done that in the United shirt. Who knows, bro?
It's true.
Who and it's not about just that one season. Because you know what
they
United
were second by like 30 points, boys. Like,
nah, bro.
No, but why are we just saying, are we saying the club that they was only going to go to, or are we throwing the other clubs that they could have gone to? Because if he went to Liverpool, do you not think he's getting you a title? In any of this, in any of times when you're chasing, do you think Harry Kane couldn't have bought you a title?
So obviously before this Erling Haaland Terminator guy, it was Harry Kane, bro.
Hondo.
This was the guy, bro.
So is that where they stopped him? That's the block, I reckon, with Spurs.
What?
They blocked him. They don't want, if he went to City, he would have been everything we're talking about. But I think he mentally thought Man United move is sideways.
It's fair play to Spurs to keeping him for so long, innit? Because
he done that golf thing. Remember when he was walking with Gary Neville and he was trying to get out of the club, handed in the transfer request and they just weren't happy. And Man City proper wanted him as well.
I remember that yeah.
So you can't say he wouldn't have won trophy. Like,
I don't think he would have won trophy at City, not you lot.
He would have won for us. You're moving mad. You're moving mad.
He's not moving that mad. You've gone so far backwards since then. So come on, you're moving.
Wait. Is that what we're doing? Because even I allowed that Mark Noble take and he never would have played for us. I just allowed it out of just because we had to.
Mark Noble will walk into that midfield right now.
Mark, what era?
No, he won't.
Even this era, he ain't playing.
The Mark Noble with Payet walks into your midfield now.
There's not a Man United fan in this world that thinks we should have had
Mark
Noble.
Mark Noble with Payet.
Hey, Livy.
No one's ever said that, you know. He made a new combination. You could have said any West Ham player with Payet.
Nah, he's giving you an error of Mark Noble's best years.
But you know what though? You know what? Before we're going too recent, man. Let's talk about some of the old school guys.
Yes.
The arguable ones. Let's talk about Adel Taarabt.
Ooh.
Because I think this is one where we're going to be.
Jenna.
Where could he have gone to be saved?
No, because let's have it right. He left.
Spurs.
Spurs.
QPR.
QPR.
Yeah.
He's easily their best player, right. Ability-wise.
You know what's good about this one? Because I feel if he would have done a Letizia, like stayed where he was loved, he would have gone on to be a great.
But what was the deal with him leaving QPR? Weren't he, because we went to Benfica.
Warnock come in, I think, I might be correct.
I think him going to Benfica was kind of like his career getting saved, like a club giving him a chance.
Well, he went B team. He was playing B team and then he
no, because remember, he went, yeah, because then he started playing centrally.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looked all right. But let's talk about
Is this a mad take though? Sometimes, like, you see, like Grealish, yeah? Sometimes you're not meant to be saved.
Some
because Grealish has gone to City. Yeah. And you would say he's been saved, right?
But I think
he needs to go back to the bush tucker trial.
Yeah, but he.
Yeah, no, but you know what it is? At least his career, no disrespect, doesn't end up like, and this is not to disrespect him, Zaha's. Zaha's a player that I've loved in the Premier League. He should have gone. He should have gone and done something. Say what you want about Grealish. He went for six months. It was too late. If you say what you want about Grealish.
Too late.
Not too late. It didn't work.
Yeah.
United, but it didn't work. But he got out and so Alex Ferguson, they messed up his trial. So forget that. But Grealish, the reason why I don't want you to downplay it is because without that move to Manchester City, he's part of a Champions League winning, Premier League winning. He's part of a side that for years we're going to speak about it. I respect that.
Now, but isn't that a flop though? Because even though
hear this.
He's an integral player within it.
No. This is where I think
the Alec Rico starting back
up.
Nah,
it's not even about that. It's I think where the terms of flop for Grealish is like what you was talking about.
You want goals and assists, yeah? Innit?
Nah, it's not even about that. It's he costs 100 million. Yeah. Because he costs 100 million, he has to do so and so. But they went and got the treble though. So
he's done it.
It does not matter what you do. If you're part of the team, you come.
They didn't win the treble before he was there. They signed him, won the treble.
No, when they won the treble. You can say he's a flop transfer in the grand scheme of value for the individual player.
Yeah.
But it's all opinions at the end of the day. Yeah. But the fact is, they bought him, yeah, and he became something to help them win the treble. It weren't like the Grealish we know in Villa, but it was something, bro.
Boys, so just so I'm straight. So the show's called I'm a Baller, Get Me Out of Here.
Yes.
We've been going on a tangent, so I just want to get back to it. So what we've just spoke about is ballers from the past that probably didn't get out of here. And they were screaming that, right?
Yes.
The Letizias, Totti, probably too loyal for his own good. Yeah, I'd like to have seen him at Madrid or Barca or something, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what we're saying next, is there players that have made that move?
The man them that made the move that been saved.
Yeah.
Can I tell you one that got saved that needed a true saving?
Go on.
RVP. You see that save? See, don't go nowhere because you gave him a guard of honor, bro. He needed to be saved. That guy, the little boy, what did he say? The little boy. I didn't even know he had that voice. He said, bro,
I need to leave.
Some players outgrow. Oh, no. What's this guy? He's never up top again. Wait,
so Lippy, hold on, Lippy. I'm going to speak to you on this. You're the Arsenal guy. Yeah. You use the RVP era, right? He's folded his arms like a child.
The little boy inside.
I'm the opposite to RVP right now.
But wouldn't we say that it wasn't like he was playing like, so I know towards the end he started playing regular, but for the first 6-7 years of his career, he was always injured, right? Always injured.
I think it's a prime example, yeah?
3-4, yeah?
I think it's a prime example. We'll probably speak about a couple players that kind of fit in the same description now. But like you said, injury prone, out of nowhere, good season,
good
out of nowhere.
Seasons. How many seasons?
Let's talk about how it went. Let's listen, man. This is how it went.
This
is
trauma for him, so he knows.
Nah, just listen. Yeah. Van Persie always, whenever he played, he was almost like our attacking Diaby. When he played, he played well. He played in the bigger games.
Phenomenal.
Whether it was in the nine, right wing, we'd fit him in. Yeah? Then there was a season where he played games. I think he got 18 league goals. Gave him the 10 shirt. The next season now.
Murder.
30 league goals. And that's when now, I think he and whoever's around him had to ask himself, look, happened. Just listen. He's saying, do I do this again? Like you just said, we finished fourth. He's saying, do I do this again? And fight for top four as probably the best striker, definitely the best striker in the country, arguably the world. Or do I go up to the mountain people
and win something
and sell my soul and
Fergie and them and there.
It didn't go like that though. As much as you say that,
I think that's what it boiled down to. And I know it could have went Juve and
it wasn't even that. It was bad business from Arsenal. Well, yet again. No, but I've read it, so it's forget opinions. RVP said when he sat down with the board and he spoke to Arsenal.
Yeah. No one sits there. Ashley Cole went, I could have stayed.
He just said when they spoke to him about the plan, he didn't agree with that plan. So, and do you know what? Fair enough. And remember, apparently they spoke about the Man United move in January. So this is a prime example of an individual that he looked at all the other people and said, I don't want to be like them. I'm making a move. And do you know what, RVP? I don't blame you.
Did he have a year left, sorry? Huh? Did he have a year left on his contract?
Year and a half. Yeah, son, 2 years,
20
son.
Mil. That's why the 20 mil. Okay, that's cheap, why he got it for so cheap. Because the 20 M's, man, he just got him for a bag of chips, man.
So in the grand scheme of I'm a baller, get me out of here, was he screaming that? I don't think he was.
What?
No, whoa. He's just got into the team. Yeah, he's just done the one season. He's now the man. So in the grand scheme of things, after you've just explained that to me, maybe I might need to hear you explain something to me, right? You need to put that down. Just in case. Like what I'm saying is, the players that we just spoke about were there 10, 12, 11 years playing at the top of their game. People after them, they were doing Van Persie that one season for 10 seasons and they should have left, right? Van Persie had the one season. So I'm saying, is that screaming? Go on, go for it. Go for it then.
Look, Van Persie signs at Arsenal in 05, 06, yes. The season where we had the burgundy kit, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He comes as a bit part player because he's a young player. He signed for like 2.75 million from Feyenoord as a winger.
Yeah.
So he hasn't even come as the main guy. Within 2-3 seasons, you see his technical ability and you see how good he can be to the point where Wenger starts putting more trust in him. He becomes a bit part player to him and Adebayor up front. Now, Adebayor, obviously, the Man City deal comes in, and the reasons why they were cool to let him go is because Wenger trusted Van Persie. Every season, he had trusted and shown you he was a good player, but he was injured for 3 or 4 months. So, was he a baller? That was never in question.
No.
It was, can he stay fit? Now, in that season that he stays fit and got 30 goals, I think he played like 37 games. So, he proved he could stay fit. On top of that, I think there was only two teams in the Premier League he didn't score against. So, he not only is he a proven goal scorer because he can score 30-plus goals, not only is he an absolutely world-class striker,
During those seasons, each season you've just named, was they screaming? Was the fans screaming?
100%.
One sec. Was the fans screaming? I'm not about the Arsenal fans.
Can I tell you why? Because Arsenal were competing. We weren't like a big part team.
Wasn't competing.
No, Arsenal were finishing top four every single year.
We was every year. Somehow, because everyone was rubbish, we got fourth.
But Lippy, let me just say, if Van Persie played for, I would hear your argument. If Van Persie played for Aston Villa, finishing 9th, 10th, doing what we're doing, then I would say, I get it. Like when we spoke about Grealish, we've spoken about Bell, we've spoken about Carrick. But when you're a top four player, killing it, no one's saying you have to leave, but they are definitely saying you're a baller. And when it gets to the point where you're Cesc Fabregas and it's like, okay, you're doing that for Spain, but Arsenal, you can't win a trophy, you need to get out there. That was Van Persie's situation. Before Van Persie, Cesc leaves, Kleb leaves, loads of people have left. And then it's like, Van Persie, you might as well just go because everyone else is going. Vieira.
When you create an OAE goal, yeah? You're screaming. You create an all ego inside and say the little boy inside, you want the transfer, I don't even think.
I think it's as simple as, yeah.
He's a pagan.
It's not even, but he's a pagan. You asked for the reason, innit? And was we fans screaming for him to leave? No, they wasn't. But then out of nowhere for 2 seasons, I think football's like that now. In a season or two, a man could just become the best striker in the world.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he wasn't a baller trying to get out of here. Then out of one summer, he is. And that's what happened with Van Persie.
And he carried Arsenal. Back to my point,
and this is all I'm going to leave it on this. If you don't understand, you don't understand. I just guess the one season for me isn't like the rest that had 10 seasons of them like that. So that's all I'm saying. So I'm saying I don't think he should be on this list. He shouldn't be on this list.
So who we're not going to argue about
is
Gareth Bale.
Yes.
Left at the right time. But again, not to even be funny, I don't really think there even is a right time to leave Tottenham. Because it's now, not even on the...
Wrong time, it's not a wrong time to leave.
If you're good,
there's a wrong time.
If you're a good player, you're at Tottenham Hotspur, don't make no sense. You've seen it with Harry Kane. Imagine if Bale stayed, he would have been Welsh Kane.
Should we have saved Son? Should Son be
Because I don't even know how he's Son. There was a season, No, we're going to talk about him, though. We'll talk about him after. Bow.
Gareth Bale, like Steve-O said, he went mad.
He went mad. Too mad.
How many seasons?
2 seasons.
But it so was just so mad.
He didn't need that much time.
RVP. Hold her.
Go on.
Bale wasn't injured.
One second.
It was the opposite. They had him sitting there and wouldn't play him for years.
Can I ask for that? Can I land?
And hang on. Then I ask you this, then you can go. Was RVP's one season better than Bow's one season.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. RVP's.
I just keep that over there.
Do you know how bad it was? When RVP had that season, Gareth Bale was there. And guess what? Them man
no,
finished
you know
fourth.
What it is? It's not, no. Your reaction is warranted.
Why?
Because that's two of the maddest standout seasons we've ever seen. Like aesthetically, numbers wise, because you know, a certain time Haaland scored how many league goals in his first season?
Yeah,
I can't remember team. 3 goals from that season. I just know there was about 58. You understand? But with Van Persie, I can remember the one against Liverpool.
Yes,
you're talking about the one against, bias,
you know,
man.
The ones with Bale.
It's biased.
It's biased. The one against, man. No, Arsenal.
They're saying it's biased.
But Bale's Tottenham. I remember his goal against Norwich.
And Arsenal.
I remember his goal against us. Yeah. I remember
West Brom.
Yeah,
against you lot. Two against us.
Yeah, mad.
I was there.
Mad. Outside of the boot.
But with Bale, just back to the thing, he's saying his injuries and all that. It's because I remember Gareth Bale went like, I think like 50, 60 Spurs games, no goal, no assist.
Yeah.
He had nothing.
No wins,
sure. No, he didn't win when he was in the team.
Left back.
He weren't injured. He just wasn't good enough.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's different to Van Persie.
No, right? He was getting injured though. He was getting injured sometimes.
No, let him land this point.
He wasn't. I see Harry saying like, yo, every now and again, try him again. Every now and again, and they'll lose. He said, put him a bit further forward, change his position, less defensive responsibility. He said he shut up, he became enough tool. And then my man done that madness, Champions League. The rest is history. But RVP showed talent, quality. He won Puskas. He won that goal against Charlton. He won the best goal in the whole world.
That was in his good year, though. That was in his good year.
No, it weren't. That was like his second, third season.
He was a kid. Number 11. Oh,
yes, it was, bro. That was at Highbury when he scored that, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Steve O'Loons, can I just show you? I'm just going to go through some of the... Remember, I just wanted to make a point. I'm a bit petty like that. I have to make points. I'm a bit
petty
like that.
Bro.
So in 07-08, foot injury, 33 days. In 07-08, torn lateral ankle ligament, 212 days. In 09-010, knee injury, 50 days. In 10-11, back injury, 29 days. 10-11, torn ankle ligament, 60
Rizla
days.
Foot.
11-12, hamstring injury, 8 days.
You know them Rizla
bro,
foot, man.
My point is this.
Who are you talking about, by the way?
The bald patch. This is the Gareth Bale that doesn't have no injuries. Let me show you how many pages.
Let me show you how many pages. What year is that from?
No, I'm not. That's not my point. Wait. That's not my point. My point is they're both the same. They're both injury-prone players that have a... You're not quite sure.
But
and then
Van
they have stand-up seasons.
But Van Persie, you knew. With Van Persie, you knew.
You knew.
Now, the difference... No, I think the main difference is Bale is like the rest of them, innit? A player that became good, outgrew his environment, left. Yeah. Van Persie is kind of... I wouldn't say an anomaly... But there's not a lot of ones like this. Yeah. It's almost like a Henrik Larsson.
Yeah.
You understand? He just cut
Suarez
at the end. Bro. But that was still, he outgrew Ajax. Oh, you're talking about
Liverpool.
Wait a minute, though. I think that's a baller. Let me get out of here. Though.
Yeah, absolutely.
What, at Liverpool?
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
Hold on, break and play. We need to break up the play right now. Hold on. Let's understand something. We're bad friends, you know. Everyone around this table is a bad friend.
Why?
This guy's just come back from holiday, yeah? No one's acknowledged it, bro. No one's even... We don't even know if where he's been.
No, but you're waiting.
We don't even know if he's in trouble.
No, you know
we don't even know if he's getting to the left.
No, let me say something. Do you know...
We could have seen the silhouette, bro. I was seconds away from waiting for the Caleb silhouette, bro.
Wait, hold on.
Let's have it right.
Boys. I wouldn't recognize the silhouette.
What?
I think.
Oh, the shoes are the silhouette.
I think they got a Anelka on there.
Anelka
from back.
That silhouette don't look like Anelka, brother.
Back in the day, Anelka silhouette.
Nah, man. Anelka's never had this trim. Are you mad?
No, it's going to have that mad jacket that he wears. You know the silhouette?
I would have thought it was Finity George, bruv.
No, we
can
recognize your silhouette, bro.
Oh, we can ask him about
you know
his
what?
Trip,
but do you know why I respect you, Caleb?
Why?
We're speaking about things that's before your time.
So, yeah, man.
See, culture comes and them, man.
Yeah.
He will tell you about Bobby Charlton.
They remember.
Brown boots, man, you know.
I remember a unique striker. Filippo Inzaghi. I was like, hell no.
Oh, shut up, man. I know Beckenbauer. I know Cruyff. Do your due diligence, bro.
Watch this. Where did Cruyff go after Barcelona?
He went to America. What are you talking about?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He went to Seattle. One of those. Yeah.
He went on loan somewhere.
Low it.
Hey, hey. No. Chat to them, man.
Dash it.
He went back on loan to Ajax.
Let's bring it back.
Let's bring it back.
Let's get back in.
Yeah, exactly.
That was convincing. That was cold, though.
You know, I believed you the whole time, bro. I was with you.
Let's talk about, because you lot keep Van Persie, poet, cool, innit? We was hurt, rare tear. Loons, how did you feel when Suarez left?
I felt like, yeah, he needed out, man. Honestly. Like, bro, I was like, look, he bang us. Bro, man, we're a mid-table team, yeah, with two crazy players and D Studge, you get me? And then Sterling came through. But, bro, man's got Joe Allen, Jordan Henderson behind them, bro.
Hey, the Welsh
Abbey. We don't deserve much. You get what I'm saying?
No, didn't he bite his way out of there, though? Didn't he bite into the transfer request? Because he heard Barcelona wanted him, then he started biting.
He done good business for us, because in his first contract, I could have spoke to anyone for 40 that bids over 40 mil. So then he signed another contract that eradicates that, and then he went to Barcelona for 70.
No, but Barcelona was interested and he just started to bite somebody on the pitch.
No, but that's after he signs the new contract without a release clause. So he gets us more money. You know what I'm saying?
You got a couple of those.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You lot are like us. You got a couple of ballers. Get me out of here.
Coutinho.
Torres.
Get me out of here.
Xabi Alonso.
Get me out of here.
Yeah.
Mascherano.
Eventually, at the time, you know them way there. They hit the heights. Mascherano. He won what he won, but it's at the time. He had to move on. Yeah, but. No, he didn't. Not with Liverpool.
Not with them, with Chelsea.
I'm talking about with Chelsea. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they got... I feel we got the better end of
that
deal.
I got one, lads. I got one that probably should be here that it worked out for, but I'm not sure if it did work out for it. I'll ask you, did it work out? So we had a player called Declan Rice at West Ham. And for about two seasons, he was getting bids in for him. Teams wanted him and he stayed. He was loyal and it was almost looking like, boy, you need to get out of here, bro, to do your thing. Anyway, finally comes, he leaves. So I say he might be on this list because you'd think it's worked out because he's gone to Arsenal, but he's gone there. He's not won nothing.
He might still be in the same place. He might need to make another move.
Go on then.
Some ballers need to get out of there, and on their way out, they get kidnapped by someone else.
Yeah, it's true.
And I think that's what happened with Declan Rice, because if he went to City... He would have went where he was supposed to go, but he got kidnapped by you.
You know what you lot are doing? Hold on, before we loons. Declan Rice is still on the helicopter. He ain't even off the
He's
Australian
landed,
island.
Bro, I'm sorry.
Bro, it's been two seasons. What do you mean he ain't won that yet? How long was he at West Ham?
That's a long helicopter ride.
In the Premier, he played 5 years.
Exactly. So can we get a little bro, bit of a...
He's 7 years into
not
a 10-year...
Five,
hey,
but more
he's
than
seven
two.
Years into a 10-year career, bro.
10-year career?
10.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, what? Yeah, yeah. What?
If he's staying there,
what do you think
2 5-year deals, no?
He thinks they're in the Amazon.
2 5-year deals, I heard that.
Live, no camera.
No. He's got Declan Rice traveling on a mega bus, bro. Bro, what kind of stops are you taking, bro? No, okay. You said a helicopter.
Okay.
2 year
okay.
helicopter ride.
Hold on. 2 years. Hold on.
Yeah, go on.
Hold on. Let's. It isn't Liverpool to Barca, you know?
Yeah.
It's West Ham to Arsenal.
Yeah.
So straight away, you're playing Champions League football. You're in new environments.
Okay.
Get him land. It's not Suarez is the piece to go win the joint. No, because again...
Can we say that he's been landing, though? Can he say that Declan Rice is landing and he's waiting for everyone else to do their job?
But Lippy, listen to what Lippy's saying. Like, it's not like Van Persie to Manchester United where it's the final piece in order for you to do something. Like, Declan Rice still needs a couple more pieces. He's not the final piece, but it's still a big move.
You know when the army land in the ocean?
Yeah.
He landed on the ship that's in the ocean. He ain't in no country yet. But he's on technically. He's landed. He's somewhere, isn't he? It ain't.
So he's seeking.
It ain't soils, isn't it? It ain't. Actually, what do you mean? That's facts. That ain't facts. You know what? I'll tell you, I deserve it.
And they ain't got his accommodation ready because they don't know where they want to play 6 or 8 or whatever. They don't know where they want to play him.
I don't like what we did with Loons though, because Loons tried it with me earlier and you lot allowed him to say nonsense again,
what,
bro.
What happened?
Suarez bit his way to Barcelona. He bit someone, bro. Remember, he wanted to go Barcelona. No one was letting it go. He saw someone. He's like, nyam. And he yammed my man. How can he yam someone and get out of there?
Do you know he done it in Ajax to get to Liverpool?
Exactly, he's a yammer.
He bit someone in Ajax, moved to Liverpool.
First bow cat, first football bow cat. Your player's the first football bow cat, bro. But, no, don't try it, bro. Don't say wicked. We're going to let that land,
that's
bro.
That's a bow wolf. That's a bow wolf.
But you got to understand this here. Look. He bit the man. I think he went for just under 80 million or something. He was a missing piece to a treble, to arguably the best attacking strike force ever. It's worth it. It's worth it, bro. It's all he got out of there. I hear it. I don't feel bad. You get it? The best strike force ever. One part of that play for my team.
He's right.
I just want you to know one thing before, because we've got to move on from that. I was never arguing that.
No.
Just letting you know.
I know. You lot wanted him.
Hold, before we move on, can we find a Liverpool one that actually hurts Loons? Because there's a couple.
McGowan at the time?
Michael Owen.
No, absolutely not.
I ain't even going to say anyone else, man. Forget it. Let's move on.
Steven
Mandeman. This guy's a liar, bro.
No.
Can we move
you're
on?
You're about eight.
Can we make a change?
No.
Obviously, player gaffer's got to disappear. Round of applause to the real guy.
Round of applause. Crucial.
Wait, Mandeman. You know what? Dan, what's Dan?
What's his cakes?
Dan, you know what it is? Because Dan's here, yeah, you lot. Can I make a point, yeah? Because Dan's here, yeah?
Go on.
Because he's got like probably one of the most high pitched voices, yeah? But my nan said something. I have as well. All the man names high pitched, yeah? And he's got a deep voice, yeah? And my nan says, yeah, everyone with a deep voice was left to cry as a baby.
What?
Oh.
I didn't cry that much.
Yeah.
I didn't cry. I'm mad happy. I'm so happy right now.
Everyone with a deep voice is left to cry as a baby.
Day off the Mother's Day. That's how you mean.
Yeah. You're okay over there, man.
So do you know what's going on, Dan?
No.
So we are doing I'm a Baller. Get me out of here. So it's basically ballers. Like the guys on the screen, they did get out of here, innit? All right, boys. Let's start off with... Nah, man, we got to go more obvious.
Current generation.
We're going to start, before we start trying to trigger each other, let's start lower down.
Nice.
Let's go.
What?
Nah, what do you mean?
We're going, how low are you going?
14th, see, you can't, whoa. I got out of there, I spat out. 14th is no, you can't do that. That's love approved, that's love approved.
We're 13th though, so respect us.
Go on. Eze. What's his first name?
Abrici.
I think he needs to breach out, man.
I think it's branch out.
Now, but all jokes aside, yeah, Palace, I think, have these players. Zaha, Bolasie.
You
even go further back. Ian Wright.
They let him go, though.
Who's
Bright. Mark Bright. Remember that? Mark Bright was his partner, bro. You got to stay.
So Palace, they had Olise.
He was saved.
Right, but I'm sorry. I'm fighting this thing for the old school. I know we're here. We're talking about Eze, Crystal Palace. But the players in my day that were I'm a baller, get me out of here, were really consistently doing bits, and it was like, mate, you should not be here. These players we're going to probably mention, like they're like that.
But we're in the microwave era.
I'm just saying.
In the microwave era.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying he's like that. He's wicked and he's an unbelievable player that should be playing high. I love the kid, yeah? But what I'm saying is the players of yesteryear, it's like you're really getting me out of it. Now, he probably does qualify. He's been there five seasons.
So have you just made your point to then destroy your own point?
Yeah, okay. You're a mad man.
That's why I just let you go.
You got to let him do it, bro.
What does yesteryear mean?
You don't know what yesteryear means?
No, hold on. Don't.
You know what that means, bro.
I know you know what it means, but I just feel like you're saying things today that ain't been said. What did he say before? Pirate and noble.
What?
He's like that stat. He's like that noble and pirate season.
Yeah, I know that. Exactly. I do, yeah.
Exactly. But okay, so, but you get what I'm saying. So this list better be strong.
Do you know
what
it is? I think with someone like Eze, we're not saying he should go Real Madrid or Barca or whatever, but just higher than them.
Yeah, a little Tottenham.
Even if it was to just see, even if it was a step, because I feel like there's not enough of that these days, play a stepping stone move.
Can I say something? I love him, and I never really criticise my friends. This isn't a criticism. This is more of a, again, I would say his form's like that, and I think he should score more and probably do more.
Palace. It's not old school. So you're not getting those hold City defenders.
Do you know what
bro,
it is as well? You'll go play. They'll go play City, Liverpool, best team
and
in the league,
and not get the ball.
And they'll have a plan for him. They won't. It's not like back in the day. It's like we're just playing against Palace. We'll just play how we play. They'll go mark him out the game, and then just do what they do. So it's like I think it's difficult now.
You don't think he should get more goals and more assists?
I think Palace are doing. Palace are that.
Yeah, maybe it's Palace.
It's not him.
Maybe it's Palace. Maybe when he does what Palace do well.
I got a better one. Cole Palmer.
That's beautiful.
Why is that beautiful?
Because they're in a slump. He's in a slump. You see, if he's at a high flying team, you still see. You see, bro, I miss that.
Yeah, but that,
I miss
don't,
it.
No, but that's not.
I miss that.
No, but as much as you say, yeah, but those aren't points. Like, as much as I hear what you're saying,
when was the last time you saw
that's
this?
Not like Eze. No, I hear it, but that's not like Eze. Eze is clearly like levels above his teammates. Cole Palmer isn't.
But I think Eze is second out of there. Behind Mateta.
No. But if we get back in the car, we're going to use a player like Bruno Fernandes and say that he should be saved. He should.
Relax.
Slow down.
We're getting ADHD.
Man got in the car and.
Whose car are we in now?
No, hear me out. Let me land this. Hear me out, yeah? There's certain players here that deserve more. And I'm saying Cole Palmer right now, Chelsea are not going to win a league for years.
Yeah, he deserves more.
That's the point of save me for trophies. Let's have it on the list.
No, but let's have it right. He is at Chelsea. There's players that we're saying, Eze could go Chelsea and he'll be out of there.
Where the hell does Cole Palmer go? Where's he meant to go? Madrid?
Bro, I'm talking about when we put this together, yeah, they said leaving for major honours. Get me out of here means winning trophies. Hold on. Hear me out. Get me out here means winning trophies, right?
Two seasons, right?
Didn't they say that?
It's too. Eze has been there for years. Van Persie. Let's relate it back to the guys of the past. Van Persie.
Yeah.
Bell.
Yeah.
Maybe even a Suarez. Weren't there for long, but look how much he done. How many goals he scored. Cole Palmer, arguably, he's just got here, bro.
And he's scored better goals.
Eze, they've got to be screaming.
Yeah, he's dropped off. This is the first time it's happened. You don't know what happens in the summer. Chelsea, go get a couple
players. Hey, if you've seen I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. He goes, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here.
Who said that?
And that's how the players have got to be. Cole Palmer's not screaming.
Hold on.
Cole Palmer's still on the honeymoon
period.
I've never
seen that on the show. No one's ever done that.
Yes, they do.
That's how they start the show. Oh.
No, that's how Ant and Dec started.
Oh, Ant and Dec.
Ant and Dec started like that. You thought.
I like what this guy's doing today, though.
All right, do you think Eze actually has to leave? Because there's some players that, you're talking about Bush Tucker Trials, yeah? There's certain men that are on teams that are, they're bare grills. They need to be in the wild. That's where they thrive. They don't need to necessarily go somewhere else.
Hey, yo,
I know bro, what you mean. Like Ben Arfa's, like the
bro, tarats. Some man just need to be in the wild, bro.
Yeah, bro,
sometimes.
Signing of the season.
He needs to be at a club big enough to give him that. One sec, Lippy. He needs to be at that club big enough to be like, you're free.
Big fish, small pond, man. It's a real thing.
Oh, so you're small pond?
Chelsea.
Yeah. We're talking about Eze.
By the way, like the name on the screen. I don't even like to acknowledge the screen, but there's a screen there. Like you've gone to Bruno. Oh God.
Who?
Oh no. Who is Samuel? Who is Bruno? What's the deal? Who are you, Samuel? Bruno?
He's playing Pez.
You know,
he's playing Pez.
Bro, you've got like, I think it's amazing what you've got.
Because you add extra syllables.
You got a concussion.
And, no, but it's so smooth. Yeah.
Bro, he's playing Pez. Bruno. You know when he said West London Blue, bro?
Yeah. Romano.
So, what's that? Oh, yeah. So, 3 episodes ago, I think it was.
Yeah.
Maybe 4. I'm dyslexic.
Oh, you're actually dyslexic?
I'm dyslexic.
Let me ask you this. Have you been diagnosed with any of these things officially?
I spoke to you earlier. We haven't, have we? But we know.
Why am I here now? Why? I can read. I read bare things.
Is Eze a Bear Grylls or does he need to go?
I think he's got one more move.
I'm going to hit you with the triple entendre.
Okay.
And I don't even know what this means.
All
right. Go on.
Bear Grylls needs to come out of the wild.
Ooh.
Because I saw when a bee stung him, his face. And then he had to put piss on his face or something.
Who? Mel B's piss. It was Mel B's piss.
Who Bear Grylls? You don't know who Bear Grylls is?
I thought you meant the thing that catches bears' paws.
No. You know, like the bear trap thing?
No. So dumb.
He's in the desert, yeah? Obviously, there's cameras there. He could probably smoke a cigarette, anything. But survival instincts. He's seen the snake. He's got the stick. Yeah. Bro, he's broken the snake's head.
What?
Yeah?
That's not a real snake.
He smashed it, yeah? Then he's bitten off the snake's head. Yeah? Bro, I swear down. Ripped out his guts. Yeah?
Bear Grylls.
I swear down. Ripped out his guts.
Made a belt.
Bro. Listen, man.
ADHD.
Yeah, bro, he's pissed inside the snake. Huh? Like a water balloon, I swear down. Put it round his neck to cool him. I swear down. Hear this. Later on at night. Oh, and I saved this for later. Taking it out, drank it, nutrients. Mad.
And this guy was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of It.
No.
Oh.
No.
Bro, and when I say when he got stung by a bee, he's like, oh, look at that. You see that hive there? That's the hive of the maddest killer bee in the world. Let's go up there and steal the honey. I swear down.
And he got stung.
One stings him. He's like, I'm fine. Two moments later, bro, his eyes, bro, are like, they look like lips. Listen, so we can all agree.
Eze
needs to get out of there.
Yeah, rescue.
Eze is a boy.
Are we all agreeing?
I don't know.
You don't agree?
I don't. I think he's Steve Irwin. He needs to die in the wild.
Nah. I reckon he's got a Spurs move.
Eze is a baller. Get him out of there.
Yeah, save him.
We move on to the next one.
Next player.
Boys, what's crazy about this guy is he's actually, we got him out of there.
We got him out of there.
Jadon Sancho came out of there.
Saved him.
So where is he now?
He's on license.
He's breached.
But I think he's on a 99-year license.
He's breached.
IPP.
And
he never got rubbed out, yeah.
If Chelsea sign him for $5 million, it's one of the greatest signings.
That's not what it is.
One of the greatest signings.
No, but we have to. The $5 million is if we don't sign him. We pay $5 million because we got him on loan with an obligation to buy.
Yeah.
$25 million.
And if we decide to not buy him, we have to pay a $5 million fine. And then send him back.
Before we talk about that, how bad is that business from United, bro? $75 million the other day.
Okay.
I just want to establish, at this table, we all know that he's a good player, and the.
Just a producer, bro.
Carry on, man.
Just a producer,
and
bro.
The league. Is just not suited to him, right? So when we talk of him, I would love us to have a little bit of a clue. I know you don't like him, you don't rate him as a player. That's your opinion, right? But we know football. I'm not saying you don't, as it goes. Sorry, that's come out mad.
You're trying to get me rushed by the Kennington.
What I'm saying, he's a good player, right? We know he's a good player, but he's just not suited to this league. So let's talk of him as a good player that ain't suited to this league.
No. Can we also talk about the fact that he went back to Dortmund?
And done good.
No, he didn't.
People were gassing him up.
He was doing step overs. He was doing the same thing he was doing at Chelsea. Bro, he's doing step overs and turning back, bro. He was doing nothing, bro.
One voice. Hold on. Respect the table, bro.
Go ahead, Keith. Bro, he went back to Dortmund and he was not doing anything, bro. You know, when he went to Chelsea and everyone was gassing him up for the first few games, like, yo, man's doing a couple step overs. He got a one assist. He's back. Bro, after about 5 games, he was stinking up the place again. And he came back, bro.
Wait,
An 8-game loan.
Wait. Bro, you gotta get like the anti Jadon Sancho. I call this Man United.
I'm not anti
Man United fans. They stick their hat on him. He's not a crap player, bro. You can't change the facts. You can't change anything. He's a good player. Like you lot are just doing this because it didn't work for you lot. It's your establishment.
He's not a Man United fan. Let's get that right. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't spoken.
Definitely.
Go
not.
Ahead.
100%.
I'm a Man United fan. I ain't spoken.
All right.
We wouldn't allow you.
But
bro.
Hear this. All jokes aside, you have to be consistent with your opinion. Because we'll sit here, we'll question Jack Grealish's transfer. He won the treble.
Yes.
But then we're saying Sancho's all right.
We got,
bro, if in the grand scheme of...
I see free tax.
There's two conversations. Is mm-hmm. he a good player? Yes. 100%. You cannot deny that. If you know football, you see him, you know that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, with that fact, brings on to the next fact. You're harsh on players that you know that are good.
Yeah.
You know he's good. So he should be doing what a good player does. And he doesn't. Is whether that's his fault or not is another conversation.
There's a third fact that I want to bring in.
Trajectory.
The trajectory, mm-hmm. And that is this league don't suit him, man. So he's got to get out of there. So I agree, he's got to get out of the league.
Let me ask this question. Have we said the Prem isn't the league for a player that's been a good player in the Prem ever?
Forlan.
Was he good in the Prem?
He had a good seven games.
Let's have it right. He went to Villarreal and did really well out there.
Athletic Madrid.
Broke
records, bro. He broke records. Uruguay.
You man
are
getting me mad.
Killer.
You man are getting me mad.
No, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
United, like Sancho, maybe not so much when he's got to United, but eventually the plan was you've come here to do what United do.
Yes.
Win things.
Yes.
Whatever. Forlan, obviously, there wasn't that pressure because he was a. Like a not, un, I didn't know who he was.
I watched the story of him. Let me just give you some context. Before he came, he was badding it up.
Mm-hmm.
He was badding it up. All right, okay, badding it up, breaking records, doing everything. He came. I know it's only 7 million, but coming out of that league, that was a decent fee at the time. And he came with expectations, and he flopped. He was embarrassing. And he come into the team, I think he scored 4 in a row, scored a double, all that, done well. Then it was embarrassing again. He had to cut his losses. He got out. He went to Spain, went crazy for the rest of his career until he was old. He became a legend.
Let's land this. Wait, hold on. Let's really land this because you lot are doing, this is, I'm calling this IC free tax. That's what us men are doing at the table.
What,
everyone's chatting here, bro. Man's talking about a man that has one shot on target since Boxing Day. Hold on, let me let this land as well. This guy, Zaha, wait, hold on, let's carry on the journey. Zaha at least went back to his place where he knows, where he's comfortable. This guy's in Manchester, probably doesn't want to be there. They took him back to London. Man's playing for his boyhood team. He loves Chelsea and he can't thrive. And now they're saying they're going to pay us 5 million to take him back. They don't even, they got money. They don't want to put down 25 M's and then make money off the player later because they know he's dead. That's it. He's dead.
KG, this is why the Rico's on you.
No, it's not Rico, bro. The Rico's on you, man, for not acknowledging it, bro. One shot on target since.
I forget those one shots on target and all that. Listen. You don't get to be bouncing around Manchester United, Borussia Dortmund, and Chelsea if you're dead, bro.
And where's he thrived?
Don't, bro.
Where's
don't
he thrived?
Don't bounce around those level of club if you are.
All right. I'm gonna be honest, yeah. This is what it is, yeah. Sancho, no matter where he plays the same way, yeah.
Okay.
I like it as long as on the other flank you've got one of them aggressive runners that's gonna try and take
you've
a man on.
Got Cole Palmer on the other side, isn't it?
Well, it depends, isn't it? Sometimes you have Maduke, like whatever it is. Chelsea is a bit of a weird experiment right now where depending on what we look like and what version of us turns up, you either look shit or good. And because of it, every player is under scrutiny. Even the ones that are doing well are under scrutiny. Nicholas Jackson, everyone. There's no Chelsea player that people are looking at and like, yeah, he's the one. That don't exist in our team. Only Caicedo, really, because he's a war dog, yeah? Sancho, I kind of like him. Because I know what he is. It's like man can't pick up this cup and then hope that cup is going to turn into a solid gold cup. That cup is that cup, bro. You have to know what you got there. You got a good link-up man, someone who's tired on the ball, he's going to recycle possession. And when he does maybe one out of 3 or 4 times, when he gets a defender in a place that he wants, he will take him on. But you can't just ask him to run that man. I like him for what he is.
But Dan, you got him as that.
United got him as a Golden Cup.
At Dortmund, he was doing the same thing. It was the same thing.
We know that. But there wasn't a United, there was not a United fan in the land that didn't think they copped the madness. So be real.
Do we remember going back? Yeah, I remember when he first come to the Prem, I said, I don't think he's going to slap it in the Prem. Not because he's not good, but like the one thing the Prem's got is good right backs and left backs, yeah? And the one thing he's not is direct enough to like every time just try and beat a man. He wants to link up, trick you, like do a little dummy and then Bruno plays one round the corner and he's in.
He done everything at Dortmund on the left-hand side. He came to United and you know, he did.
He was on the left with Haaland,
yes he was.
People don't care about what you're doing in other leagues. It's when you come to the Prem, we're going to judge you. We judge managers like that. So now you're telling me a player in one of the biggest leagues and he can't thrive and we're still calling him good. Why are we doing that? When you talk about a player that you bring in to play for your team from another league, say, you discount his goals. He done it in Holland. Who cares? He done it in Italy. Who cares? When we talk about Lukaku, we talk about Italy. What? It don't matter. This man's here in this league.
It did matter. When he was doing it in Italy,
we throw away Lukaku. He should be up there. But we don't talk about him. We don't talk about Lukaku with greatness.
Can I make a point? You see, when Falcao came to United, did you man think that was going to be a problem?
Yeah. I was excited about it. I was gassed
like
about
a problem like...
No, as in like he was going to be sick.
The dictionary definition
like
of problem.
Like he thought he was going to be
nah,
sick.
Nah, I meant like dictionary definition of like problem.
He was going to be a problem. He came. What happened after he came?
And he went.
Where did he go afterwards?
Monaco and done well.
No. Chelsea, he went somewhere else afterwards. Chelsea bought him afterwards, bro. Even seeing him broken at United, they were like, you know what? Let's still make a try.
Right, and then what happened after
might
that?
Be something.
What happened after that?
Then he went to Monaco.
And then what happened?
He was all right.
He was more than all right. He batted it up again. Got them to the semi.
No, he was good. He was good. But when he was at United and Chelsea in the Prem, he was broken. And Sancho's mentally broken, bro.
Do you know what it is, yeah? That's the nice way of saying it. Is some people don't suit the physical game.
Yeah, man.
The game that is at the top level. Like, let's
have it. Not good enough.
Wait, no, it's not about, because this is what it is, yeah? Jadon Sancho, unfortunately for him, yeah, plays in a position where over the last 10 years, you're the guys that have to do it. Yeah? See, he's preening it. He's seen the right
So has the research come in?
It was so difficult, bruv.
So what we're saying about Sancho, I'm screaming he needs to get out of
I don't
of
even
it.
Know. Get out of where?
The Prem.
Out of the Prem.
Get out of the Prem.
Steve, if you say that, admit that he's not good enough. Admit that, or that it's because he hasn't been good enough.
He hasn't been good enough.
Yeah.
All right, cool. could he play devil's advocate, yeah? Could he play further down the league and do well?
Nah.
Is it a smaller pond that he needs? Because he's a three relatively big team.
Do you know what it is? I think, yeah, if he was at, yeah, nah, man. Nah, he's not dangerous. That's the issue. Clearly, the ability.
Let me think of some wingers in the league, yeah? Who's a danger? Like Matoma.
Mbeumo. Like, you know they're better than Mbeumo.
Yeah, but then Mbeumo.
Wissa. Dangerous.
But you see what? It's like what Ibe said, yeah? There's some wingers, like you say, he's different to Sterling. He liked the ball at feet, yeah? Which is Sancho. But then Raheem, you could put it in behind. And you see, when he moved to Man United, your football is put it in behind. He's not that guy. Your football is give it to your winger close to the halfway line and you progress the ball up. He's not that winger. You've got to bring the ball up, then link him in, and that's when he shines.
I'm going to say this, yeah? If Sancho was playing at Chelsea at the same time as Alonso, we'd see a very different left-hand side.
So boys, a guy that I tried to get to Arsenal, but...
You could have, it would have been great for you, bro.
Would have been
it
great.
Would have been
man.
Great. Could have won the league. Great.
Marcus Rashford.
Could have won the league.
He was temporarily out of there. So it's almost like this question's almost answered for us. Like you said, he looks good.
It's Rashford.
Semi-finals of the FA Cup. Mm-hmm.
Won it last season.
Was it quarters of the Champions League?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't even in the Champions League in the beginning of the season.
I hear you
all
still.
Last season.
So I want to talk to you, Caleb.
Okay.
The Man U man here. Obviously, you're the Man U
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but I'm here. Up top. Yeah,
for and the Rico as well.
He's on the Rico. I can't ask him. You're going to say, yeah, he's the best right back.
Is he left footed? Yeah, no worries.
You and me have a lot of Rashford conversations, but it's happened now. You're seeing him in another shirt, another number, another state. How's it feel? First and foremost, how's it feel emotionally?
I honestly want to care, but I'm actually happy for him. I'm actually happy for him, bro.
There you go. That's maturity. That trip to Brazil was amazing, bro.
Like, I don't want to be fair. Such a negative. It's been such a negative environment for him at United, isn't it? And I feel like.
Are you crying?
Bro, it's emotional, bro.
Because I can see something.
Bro,
on
it's
that
emotional,
that.
Bro. It's emotional. It's
been his lies are burning him up, boy. His lies are burning him up.
Bro, he's had a tough time at United, innit? And he's had a lot of stick for no reason.
Do you think, for him now, before I ask you about for United, do you think he should stay at Villa?
Yeah, I think he should, actually. I don't think, I think he could go to, I think he could have made a move to Arsenal. But I think even that might have been too much pressure on him as well. Like, he would have been expected to like bring them the league or something like that. And I don't think he can deal with that sort of expectations right now. So I think Villa's a good level for him. Be able to play Champions League, aim for top four, and not have like all the attention on
him.
Is
he, does that make him a baller then? Get me out of here. Because ain't he supposed to, you're telling him he has to go backwards to deal with, because he can't deal with the pressure.
Bro, we're 14th, bro. Bro,
KG, I don't want to keep on mentioning the Rico.
Wait, I know the Rico. I know I'm on trial, but you're now saying, you man are saying that he has to go backwards to feel comfortable.
But you think it's backwards.
Why is it backwards?
Is Villa a bigger club than Man United?
It's not about he plays with better players, though. Stop. He plays with better players.
So he's gone to Champions League.
That's why you've got a Rico.
You know what you're doing? Who? You know what you're doing? No, you know what he's doing? You're doing who would win. Who would win in a boxing match?
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali or Tyson Fury?
Yeah.
Only one of them's here, cuz. No, it's facts. We're not going on fight night and doing their prime against their prime. We're talking about right here, right now.
All right, let me ask you this then. So you're telling me that Rashford right now has no pressure on him. We're all watching.
Of course,
Rashford.
He has pressure.
He's got bare pressure.
He doesn't have that. It's not United pressure.
He's a player that is a superstar player. He has got pressure on him all the time.
It's not United pressure. United pressure is different to any pressure.
I know United pressure. I get it. I've grown up with it when it was actual pressure.
And it's worse now. It's worse now.
It's not worse now when they was.
How are you telling me it's not worse now?
Game. Are you joking me? Under Fergie, it's not worse now.
There's no pressure now. There's no pressure now.
Winding me up. Pressure at 14th or 13th. Shut up, man. Idiot. Are you dumb? You lot need to get back
in the room. Wait. How are you going to tell me there's no pressure when every week... Wait. It's worse now, bro. There's legends of the club cussing these players week
in,
week
out. Doesn't
matter. That is pressure, bro.
There's always been legends,
mate. If Roy Keane says he's not captain, if all the...
Before it was Brian Robson. No, I'm not going to wait. The same thing happening before. Before it was Brian Robson and Paul McGrath.
Yeah, facts.
Idiot.
Sorry. I'm on.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, it might not be worse pressure now, but back in the day, I think the reason it was different. Say Rashford was at United before, I think he would have less pressure himself because there'd be other stars there. There'd be the weight could be shared round. With him, I'm not talking about players, everyone, but Rashford himself came in number 10 shirt. He's meant to be there, Rooney, bro. And he's on loan at Aston Villa.
Bro, it's different pressure. You go to Old Trafford now and the whole mood's like, like, it's just a sulky, bad, grey atmosphere. Whereas back then, the pressure was
winning.
What's happening here is two separate conversations. Is Rashford's pressure and pressure.
Yeah.
I think there's pressure on both sides because I think agree with you is that I don't think Villa are under pressure in the Champions League.
At all.
I think their result almost doesn't matter. They're in the quarterfinals. So they've got other things to play for, innit? Yeah? But for Rashford, individually, forget about Man United, Villa. This is a player.
Make or break it was. It was make or break.
Do you know what it is? Whether it's make or break or not, he's always been under major pressure to perform. His career started a certain way.
And the biggest
and
club.
The media chose that he was going to be... Yeah, you understand? And it kind of never popped off for him.
We are the story.
Like,
bro.
A lot of players.
All right, fine.
Because again, we just spoke about Sancho.
Because remember, he talks about a pressure on Man United when they're in the Champions League, got the pressure. You ain't won it since 2008?
Nine. Yeah. Fluke as well. Fluke.
I think it's with this one, I think even though these two are arguing, I think we can all agree Rashford needed out of United.
Yeah, save him.
And
yeah.
Maybe but right now, whatever is good for him.
Going forward. Yeah.
Save him.
So again, we ain't going to argue now.
Arsenal? You want him at Arsenal?
You know what? Like Caleb said, innit? Pressure. We've been speaking about the pressure. It could have gone wrong for us.
It could have. I love Rashford, innit? I think he's cold. One of the better left wingers in the world. But it's going how it's going right now. You get me? And man, I said...
Via Aston Villa, I think...
Wait, we're going to move on. We're going to move on.
We're going to move on.
Aston Villa will be great for
now, 100. Right now, 100. But we're going to move on.
Let's move on.
We ain't going to argue because no one cares about this team. No one. What a player, though. Is he a baller? Does he need to get out of here? Kulusevski. No. Kulusevski.
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls, die in the wild.
Yeah, die in the wild, it's, man.
But I think
die in the wild, man.
You ain't seen Bear Grylls in the cold episodes.
So what, my man goes from desert to ocean?
All terrain. All
and
terrain.
That's a Kulusevski kind of... Because he's a winger that is kind of a DM10. Kind of mad monster. You seen how he runs mad upright? Like,
where else does that fit in? I don't think it fits in at any team bigger than Spurs. I don't think his playing style, it don't. It, like his positional awareness, I think every good team's got people that fill those zones.
No, but do you know what a platypus is though?
I saw it on that
A platypus show? Is a mammal that lays eggs, is poisonous, and has a beak.
He's a DM10 winger.
DM10 winger.
So he's basically a marsupial.
He is a marsupial.
Wait, is there something to be said about a player that actually got a move? So he got his move to Juventus, done a Sancho, as you lot would call it, didn't work out for him there.
Don't think it worked out.
At Juventus, he went on loan. He got sent on loan. Same thing to Tottenham.
It's like Arsenal when, like, respectfully, it's like when you lot got Dennis Bergkamp. He was not doing well. You lot
and got Odegaard.
Odegaard. You lot. There was no. You knew that was a good player, but there was no proof of it. You knew it was good, there was no proof,
him, man.
Do you have no proof though?
I didn't see him leaving Juve to go to Tottenham as a bad move. I thought that was a good move for him.
It was good for both teams,
yeah,
really.
For everyone. Yeah, it makes sense.
Because at the time, Tottenham weren't doing, they weren't like how it was now.
If you remember rightly, so I did say it was like a Sancho, but it's not because he actually played well in the league. He come from Atalanta, right? He was with Diallo, your guy, right? So we see that he was a good player in Italy. That's probably what you're remembering. Yeah, he was killing it. Yeah. Done well for his country when he plays for his country. But yeah, that Juventus period that he had, it wasn't great. Spurs wasn't doing great. I think that's
Juventus
the drop
pressure,
off.
Maybe. Is that pressure maybe, out of Juve? Yeah,
that's a pressure they, still. That will pressure the league be pressure
in like
forever.
8-9 seasons. They ain't won the league in time.
Yeah, because he was their marquee. Because Juve do what Bayern do, innit? They raid the league. They try to get the best young
United player. Used to do that.
Yeah.
When they could. Do we need to save Kulusevski?
No.
Nope. We've mentioned, just getting this right, yeah. I wanna just go on the journey that we've been on. We mentioned Eze, yeah? We mentioned Kulusevski. Mm-hmm. Who else we mentioned? Rashford. Yeah? And we mentioned Jadon Sancho. And now we're finally getting to Bruno Fernandes. But we have, yeah, I'm going to say it. We're getting to Bruno Fernandes. We haven't mentioned one Arsenal player.
We're going to.
It's not done, bro.
Stop doing whole life United stuff.
Yeah, man.
We're doing United today. I don't care what Roy Keane done. I do care. But it doesn't matter on the pitch. It don't. So Bruno... Right now,
needs
whether
to stay.
We're not saying it's that, but he is in this category right now.
Okay,
he is.
I'm listening.
Clearly, your best player.
Yes,
you understand. And I think the reason he's coming up in this conversation is how United are doing right now.
Okay,
if Arsenal were finishing where you lot was finishing, and there'll be a couple of our,
stop this pep talk, today. Man. Why do we have to
no,
sit him down?
We
and
have to. He's gonna start fighting Steve. Well,
why are we gonna bring him down to the head teacher's office and have a talk with him and give him a report card? You're gonna get a report card, you know?
Yeah, I'll be on report.
I guess I'm gonna get KJ a report card, man.
I'm ready to
and he's gotta sign. All of us have gotta sign it,
bro. He's a man. You know when you give your team, you have a huddle with the whole team. He's a man that you have to walk off with him after. I give him his own personal. Brother, I know we said give 100%, but you just give 85.
I sat on my own table at school. Like,
but let's talk about it.
Too big, bro.
You know what? KG.
Why did you say I was too big for the table with everyone else on
it? I don't know. Just under my breath.
That's mad. Go on.
But let's you can start because you're going to cry.
No, I'm not going to cry.
My bad.
Does Bruno Fernandes
let him shoot from kickoff, innit? He'll go out for a goal kick and we'll...
Whoa.
I couldn't stop it.
Why did I say that? Taking a shot from the goal kick, bro.
Wow, give him the floor. Come on, boys.
Does Bruno Fernandes need to be saved?
Let me ask you, though. United,
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Looking to upgrade your bathroom without the hassle or the wait? Say hello to Blissful Baths, the stress-free way to transform your space into a relaxing retreat. Right now, Blissful Baths is offering 12 months with no payments and no interest. That's right, zero payments and zero interest for a whole year. Even better, they can replace your walk-in shower or bath in as little as one day. No mess, no long waits. Just a beautiful new bath space, fast. And here's the cherry on top. You can get up to 20% off with instant manufacturer rebates, plus extra savings for seniors and first responders. Ready to turn your bathroom into your own personal spa? Go to blissfulbaths.com today to request your free consultation. That's blissfulbaths.com. You deserve affordable luxury.
United fan, you're used to having world-class players, yeah? Bruno is world-class, but I think for the first time maybe in your United life, the world-class players are fewer.
Yeah, there's not.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, honestly. Let's just say, let's do this. Because this will be separate team.
I'm not going to go mad.
So let's just imagine, yeah?
Yeah.
Paint the picture.
Go on.
You do not support Man United right now.
Wicked.
Furthermore, you do.
Yeah.
But Bruno Fernandes plays for a team.
Yeah.
Bruno Fernandes plays for a team that's finishing 14th, 13th. But he's easily top three players in the world, his position.
Yeah.
Should he move on? Be honest, man.
Yes, he should go to Real Madrid. I love to see that happen for him. I love to see that happen for him.
Okay, but now give me the United fan.
Turn the United fan.
United fan answer.
We need him. We desperately need him. He's all
we have. Even guessing. Just like, please don't go. Bruno.
Bro, no. Because
Bruno.
Bruno. You can't leave us. No. We're desperate for Bruno. Like, I want to hear what Caleb thinks, but I think this guy is right where he needs to be. We don't have him.
What?
Right where he needs to be. Why? Yeah, he needs. We need him, bro. If we don't have him, we're not going to win Europa League. We need this guy to win Europa.
Before I go to you, Caleb, I want to speak to a man that's experienced something like this. Steve Older Madden.
Oh, go on.
Declan Rice was arguably one of the better sixes in the world when he left West Ham.
Yes.
Obviously, you've expressed already that you're happy for him, makes sense, got the money, whatever. Mm. Bruno now.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Listen, if there's any player on this list or any of the lists from past and present that we've named, he's screaming like Anton Deck at the start of the show, "I am a baller. Get me out of here."
I don't think so.
He
is onto you.
I'm not onto Steve-O. I just don't think but I'm onto him.
Go on. Yeah, respond. go on. Go on.
What I've got to say about this is, dude's a cup winning player. Yeah. He was at Sporting Lisbon, this Ruben Amorim, didn't win no league, he didn't get scattered in Portugal. He had to go via Italy. I don't think he goes anywhere. Any league winning side looks at him and says, "I want that."
But you not?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you not? Think?
I don't. No, I don't. I think he's at his level. A big club that's got his nose above water.
Breathe. No. But what I was gonna ask to add to it, like Son, who we haven't spoken about, because I think the reason we haven't spoken about Son is that moment's come and gone.
Yeah,
you understand.
Yeah.
So do you think that's happened with Bruno?
No, yeah. I think
that he's 30 something. He's 30 something.
He's unreal now.
So do you?
He's turned it around for me.
So is it? Obviously, minus the injuries and that, do you think he's a bit of a Van Persie one? Like, I'm at an age where I have to go win now.
Right. No, I think, definitely. But also, he came into United firing. Even when he first went there and was the quickest guy to 50 goals for United, I think it was. That's the record he set. Even then, when they're playing bad, he's still the one shining. But at the time, he's doing all of his moaning and whatnot. He gets past that a bit. We start seeing, hang about, this guy is a really good player. Now United are getting worse and worse. They're signing. Don't forget, Bruno's first playing. Pogba's there, and he's got Ibrahimovic, maybe still. He's got some good players around him. Now he's in. He's looking up. He's doing balls. He's not got the players around him. Yeah. So, but and then also you got onto me, so I'll get onto you. You're doing this whole. He didn't make it via Portugal, brother. He just done another route, rude boy.
Another route.
And we're talking. He's playing Serie B. Yo, big man. He's playing Serie B. At 17, 18. Then he goes to Udinese.
That's Serie B.
Yeah, but hear this though,
Luz.
Went up with them.
Oh, Luz, before you say your point, I want to ask you this, because what you just said, first to 50, he done that over two seasons. Do you not think he should have done the like Suarez at Liverpool?
My point was going.
See, this is my point.
Wasn't as good as he is now.
This is my point.
We done the names of a few other players. Yeah, when that left Liverpool, we done Fernando Torres, Luis Suarez. RVP left Arsenal to go Man United. They left at the right age. Mm. He has missed that.
Too late.
He's missed that. He's 31 in September. No league winning side is going to pay what it cost and the wages it costs. He's not going to... I can't see him. I don't look at him and say, all right, Man City had him. They do better. Even if Arsenal had him. I think that's cap.
All right, if you're Bruno, do you think you deserve to be in a bigger team?
I think you see it in his game. Because, like, there's matches where he'll, like, equalise and that.
Mm.
And you lot definitely ain't going to win the game. My man celebrate. He does the loons. He does the I scored.
That's why he's good there.
Like, I think over the course of a 90, I don't think he's that impressive, but he's like the midfield version of CR7.
But a lot of men are costing their teams and turning over the ball as well. They don't look at those players. I'm saying, obviously, it's going to be looked at more. Bruno Fernandes happens to play for Man United, the team that everyone watches, the team that everyone cares about.
I don't watch you.
You don't care about us, but I'm saying you're going to win the league. No one cares as well. It's one of those ones. It's simple as that. It's simple. Like, when Man City fall off, no one cares. When Chelsea fell off, nobody cares. We are the conversation. So when you now talk about the Premier League, that's why. It's true.
I remember.
Hold on. I'm not even saying anything wrong, guys. I've not said anything wrong at this table.
All I want to see is how the mighty have fallen.
And that's what this is.
I remember when these men were the champions. I know. Now they're the conversation.
That's it.
This is going to be a biased take here, but I think every mid-table club needs to have a world-class player in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he needs to be that for us and he needs to stay.
Yeah, it's true. How about that? You know what? Everyone's got one, isn't they?
We're going to move on. But I think the position that United are in right now, anyone that performs for you right now fits that description.
Ahmad.
Kobbie Mainoo.
Nah, just keep him, man.
Bruno. But is he a baller and does he need to get out of there?
100%.
No. I'm with Loon slightly.
Get him out, man. I'd like to see him at a bigger club, man.
Stay there, you absolute swear word.
I don't know. I think he's sick, but I also think he is not that sick. So I'm going to go. I reckon he should just stay there, man. Just stay there.
Listen, let's start the crowd, innit? Crowd, let us know in the comment section. Does Bruno need to move or is he fine where he is? Last one.
Sorry, who is it gonna trigger?
Me.
Finally.
Because somehow there is three men in a
perfect Christmas tree formation, perfectly there just to trigger me.
I'm a neutral. But you know what? Shall I go neutral with this?
Yeah, I reckon neutrals go first.
Yeah, neutrals go first.
So it is Saka, Saliba, and Gabriel. Are they ballers that need to get out of there?
Gabriel's
from the Bible.
Yeah.
The Arsenal boys ain't gonna like this, man. But from where your team was to where they seems like they're going, yeah. Because Saliba's dropped off form, I would say. Oh, mate, I'd like to see these players. I want to see Saliba at Madrid. Gabriel, I don't really mind, but I want to see Saka go to City or somewhere.
Liverpool.
Big club.
Liverpool? Somewhere they're going to be challenging because your challenge has been weak, right? Let's be real. It's been very, very weak.
Damn.
And they're going backwards. If they was like, I'm looking at them saying, you know what? No. Next year they're going to come strong. I'm like, I just don't know if your players can keep
getting slapped in the face and getting back.
That's a crazy sentence.
I think I agree with you. I think Saka should go to a Liverpool or something like that. I think Saliba needs to go to a Madrid. And I think Gabriel, I think Arsenal gave him a hairline, so he should stay there.
He should
stay.
But 100% there's one more player, Loons. Who is that?
Martin Odegaard. I think he's a baller. Listen, technically, he had those seasons where
I'm going to respond to that.
He was elite. Yeah, I'm talking those twinkle toes, the back heels, round the corners, cold, elite, yeah.
Just needed someone to add with him.
Yeah,
but he ain't getting it.
And Barcelona's shopping, buying the Dani Olmos, buying the... Is it him? Is he the guy that helps them? I think so.
They could barely even register
him. I think he needs to get out.
First of all, to your point, I hear what you're saying, whether I agree or not, I understand. But the only reason why I think it's confused, if I was to go and say these players are amongst the best players in the league now, yeah, you'd argue that they're not. But in this conversation, no, bro, if I said Saka is the... I've told you Saliba's better than this. Because when I say Saliba's better than Van Dijk, he's not. Right.
No, Saka.
I say, no. Oh, yeah, but...
Saka's the best.
Cool, innit? Now, for this conversation...
Is he not then?
I think he is, but okay. I just think we've sat here and spoken about how we're not good enough and rare, and we should get better players and rare. Now you're saying they need
but
to
But no one's questioning Saka, though. No one here at the table. No one at the table questioning Saka. And I think Saliba is the heir apparent. Like, he's the next
I think with Saliba, I think Saliba stands out the most for a player that is most likely to move on. I'm gonna be honest. Now, can I just respond to him quickly, yeah? You said Odegaard should go. I want to highlight something, and the youth said it on Twitter. I always say it like it's my bar. Mm-hmm. Yeah? If it's you, reach out, bro, because you have to get recognised for this. He said Arsenal selling Odegaard would be our Coutinho moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know I tweeted that.
That's my tweet.
The Coutinho... Don't do that. Because the Coutinho moment was a good player, very good player, going for very good money that was replaced with the guys that
needed.
Got you over the line.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad for Coutinho. He still got to go on and do things.
Win Champions League.
You understand? So I think what you said could be true still. I think Odegaard, a large part of the way we play is Odegaard. Same way a large way part of the way you lot plays is Bruno.
Bruno Fernandes.
You understand? And like you highlighted, it's not getting us over the line. So maybe it's time to recycle the system.
Absolutely.
With these three players, they could play in any system for me. You understand? So you try hold on to as much of them as possible.
But get rid of Odegaard.
Get rid of the...
How much you get for him?
I reckon 100.
Really?
80,
nah, he's not that
I reckon
player,
about 80.
Man.
I reckon about 80.
80 to 100, yeah.
When you lot done this, yeah, when you lot created this conversation that we're having right now, we spoke about winning trophies, right? And don't you think Saka, he's been carrying your team so long that he even got
so
injured?
So long?
What do you mean he even got injured? Players get injured, bro. Players get injured.
I know what you're saying. It seems long, but it's not that long.
Guys, has he not been carrying Arsenal? Would you not say he carried...
Two seasons?
He's carried Arsenal for 2-3 seasons,
That's not
guys.
Long, bro.
That's not carrying.
No, because we're in this... No, it's
how long
carrying,
has Bruno been carrying
United? We're in this, like you said, the microwave era, where man just won Nyam Rustler Burger in a minute. Man have to come now and win the league tomorrow.
So you don't think Saka deserves to now get some silverware? Because... That's
but he can go get it in this team.
In Arsenal?
Yeah.
Go that's get debatable. It
in this team. All right, here where I am, yeah? A lot of these other players we've talked about today, they've been the standout player, yeah, in their team, and we have to get them out. When you look at, like, we've just talked about four players, top players from the same team, Saka, Saliba, Gabriel, Odegaard, that means you should stay. There's enough of you.
There's a couple
here.
Of them. Yeah.
There's bro. Enough. There's enough of you here. You're in a good place. When you're surrounded by players that are top quality as well, you should just stay.
Dan, when do the players notice, okay, look, I've got everything I need here. Got the house, the car, the jets, the bike, everything's here. I don't need to move. But your landlord's a bastard.
Yeah.
That's what's going on, isn't it? I'm gone. You understand? I'm gone. My landlord, Arteta, might not be it.
Do you know what it is? My worst landlord was my best yard.
Yeah, it's always that.
I got kicked out. It was a riz. But if I could somehow go back and make the dough, I'll still be paying that yo to this day.
Yeah, sit there.
I swear down. It's fact.
You know what? Yeah. It's,
yeah.
We can't meet. It has to end like that. Listen, don't forget to like, subscribe, sub, crowd. Do what you
think. What?
What's crowd?
What's crowd?
What's crowd?
It's a crowd.
So crowd, as you know, May the 8th, filthy live Hackney Empire. And as we explained before, but we haven't explained in a little while, there'll be a section of the show where you can ask us anything.
All right. Anything.
Also, the details to the Patreon, Dede as well. Make sure you get involved. More importantly, like, subscribe. Get them tickets because they're going fast, you know. Mad. And man, stop asking me for free tickets because it ain't happening.
Mm.
Yeah? Ticket link, Dede.
Filthy. Patreon as well. You forget about Patreon.
No, he said it.
Oh.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.